Hello, I'm Rick Thomas, your host of Yachting International Radio's Yachting USA podcast, and I'm coming to you today on Thursday, the 29th of February. This is a leap year, and we get an extra day, a free day this year, and I think that's kind of cool. I was taking a walk this morning thinking about what it means to have this extra day, this free day, and I thought, you know, this is a good opportunity to sit down and have a quick conversation with all of you that follow me and share just a little bit of insight about how I approach my career in this industry and my thoughts about yachting. I can't tell you how many times I've just sat on the periphery and listened to people malign the wonderful world of yachting, talking about all the flipping owners and billionaires and, you know, the obscene use of their money and et cetera, et cetera. We've all heard it. And I could give you 100 arguments as to why the perception is wrong. And as an industry, hopefully one day we'll do a better job of turning that perception around. But I'll take the opportunity today to touch on the topic that I like, which is doing well for others. Doing well for others, being selfless, being willing to put the interests of another individual or entity ahead of ours, it's not a bad thing. I think it's what makes things kind of worth living for. And the conversation a couple of weeks ago with a dear friend and an industry guy that a lot of you guys know, Dick Lazzaro, Dick and I were talking about the industry, and I asked him, I said, Dick, what do you find that you really think we do well in this industry? What do you like about this industry? And we could talk about things we don't like. What's cool? What are we doing right? And he came back thoughtfully and said, you know, Rick, I like the way this industry supports itself and supports others in the industry. I really think this industry does a good job of helping other companies and other individuals progress, move up, get better. When you're in a hard spot and you need some help, whether it's consulting or just some good ideas or just hands-on help, there's plenty of people in this industry that are willing to do it. So I would agree with Dick. I think this is a good industry to be collaborating in. This is a good industry where we tend to be helpful. And again, so today, how do we take advantage of this extra time we have, this extra day in our life to do well for others? And I'm going to point out a couple of examples that are near and dear to me, and perhaps these might plant a couple seeds of thought for all those of you listening to this podcast today. And if nothing else, motivates you to think about what you might want to do going forward. Good example is this weekend, the Broward County Waterway Cleanup starts on Saturday, March 2nd. This is kind of fun. When you look at this information that was sent out, There it is. I guess if I keep it right over me and look towards the bottom of this, look at all the marine industry companies that are involved in supporting this organization. That's great. And there's going to be thousands of people on the water and the waterways this weekend, cleaning up trash and doing the right thing. I'll be out with my boat. We're going to have a group of Boy Scouts on board. My son will be on board, and we're going to be up Whiskey Creek, just north of the Dania Beach Bridge and right across from the Dania Beach Pier. And we'll be spending a few hours doing our part. You know, it's cool to do it. It's great for the kids to understand what it is to give back a little bit and give them their time. Feels kind of good to use my boat for a good purpose. So that's one example. I keep going. I see the Sea Keepers logo on the shirt I'm wearing today. There's no hiding the fact that I'm a big Sea Keepers Society supporter. I've been participating with the organization for years now. I'm a big advocate for what they do. And, you know, Sea Keepers is a good example of interfacing with yacht owners in the yachting industry to do. They're a nonprofit organization, and they work with yacht owners to help provide a platform for scientists, be them universities and legitimate science, or sometimes just what we call citizen scientists, to get on boats and get to places they otherwise may never be able to get to or could never afford to get to conduct legitimate scientific research. And it's almost always ocean related. And remember, everybody, we make our living off the ocean. We have a healthy ocean. We can probably got look forward to a vibrant future. And if the ocean's not so healthy, then we're going to suffer as well. So these are the kinds of things that I think are important. I encourage you guys just to look around, ask some questions, and pick one. Another organization that I'm pretty vocal about supporting, YPY, Young Professionals in Yachting. Yeah, that's great. You've got a good group of young people that are actively building careers in our industry. I had lunch with a business partner yesterday and realized that he had just finished mentoring a YPY member. And I kind of was able to sit in the tail end of that. And I thought, oh, cool. I started this week sitting down with a young lady, member of YPY, mentoring her. So here's a couple of OPYs, old professionals in yachting, that are giving our time. There's no compensation to us for doing this. This is simply something we do because of our love for the industry and our desire to help people flourish and build good careers and have good insights as to how this industry works so they can be successful. Those of you who know me know that my wife, Lisa, was born with cystic fibrosis. She lived a long, very active life, but unfortunately, she lost her fight with the disease in 2018. My sons and I are very supportive of the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. And annually, we do a thing called the Crossing for a Cure. We support a group of, in our case, sea keepers. But last year, I think there's 185 paddlers that paddled from Bimini to Lake Worth Pier, 84 miles, to raise money for the Piper's Angels Foundation, which is under the banner of cystic fibrosis. I think as a maritime group, in total, we raised almost $500,000. And I have to check the numbers, but keepers, Team Sea Keepers last year raised almost $20,000 of that. I think that was pretty cool. So these are the types of things that I advocate, I get behind. There are other organizations such as Yacht Aid Global, you know, that's a network of yachts that when there's natural disasters throughout the world, these yachts show up and bring relief, aid, medical, environmental, the kind of support that's needed when all of a sudden, and unfortunately, a lot of the places where this type of stuff happens are second and third world countries that could really and really do need the help. So these are the types of organizations that exist. And then today, our free day today, the 29th of February, it's a leap year. Take the day, take the time to think about what you're going to do with your time and whether you're willing to subscribe to the concept of doing well for others. I hope you are. I think it's what makes our industry great. I think it's what binds us as a people industry. This is certainly an industry of personalities and very close networking of individuals and companies. So I will leave it at that. We do have some cool content coming up this weekend. The third of three episodes, my interview with Michael Moore of Moore & Company comes out. Don't miss this one because we actually do a deep dive, talk about the International Seakeeper Society and Project Baseline. It's another organization that's well worth supporting. You might want to hear what Michael has to say about some of this. Certainly ties in nicely to the messaging that I'm putting out today. We're going to be bringing out some content starting next week, leading into the Palm Beach Boat Show. That's going to be incredible. I have got quite a few interviews lined up during the Palm Beach Boat Show. I'm going to be on a number of yachts, meeting and speaking with a number of very influential yacht owners and shipyard owners. You're not going to want to miss these. So a lot of good content coming up. I thank everybody. I thank everybody for the support I'm enjoying with this podcast. I hope that the content I bring you is useful and in some ways enlightening or entertaining. And until we have the opportunity to convene again, this is Rick Thomas, Yachting International Radio's Yachting USA podcast. Enjoy your day. And until next time, I'm out of here.